Hello and welcome to this course. Before we dive into the first lesson, I want to thank you for being here and say congratulations. This course involves deep inner work and you are brave for being willing to do so. But let me tell you, only by doing the deep inner work, you will be able to experience the shifts and long-lasting transformation that will allow you to have the loving, nurturing, and fulfilling relationships you deserve. Most of the lessons in this course will involve questions for self-reflection, healing meditations, or awareness exercises, so I would recommend that you listen to this course in a quiet space where you won't be disturbed and allow some extra time after each lesson for self-reflection, journaling, and integration. If at any point during this course you have any questions, please feel free to ask. I will be with you during the whole journey. Now, let's get started. First of all, take a few deep breaths to bring your awareness to the present moment, to the here and now. So take a few deep and slow breaths, breathing deeply and slowly into the heart and bringing your awareness to the here and now, to the present moment. Letting go of any thoughts that are not relevant to this course, any stress, any tension, the to-do list. You can pick up all that after this lesson. Close your eyes if that feels right. And I want to invite you to take a moment to think about your ideal relationship. Visualize yourself with your ideal partner. It might be your current one or someone you haven't met yet. And how is this relationship? How is the communication? How do you treat each other? How do you spend your time together? And most importantly, how do you feel in this relationship? What does it feel like to be in a loving, kind, healthy, fulfilling relationship? What are the positive emotions associated with your ideal relationship? And really visualize it. You might be seeing some images, or maybe you're just experiencing the sensations. Beautiful. And now think about your current situation and where you are at when it comes to relationships. What's going on for you today with regards to relationships? If you're in a relationship already, what would need to change so it looks more like that ideal relationship you have just visualized? What is missing from that vision? If you are healing from a breakup or looking for love, what would need to be different from previous relationships? what do you need to let go of that will take you closer to that ideal relationship? And what would you need to believe about yourself? About men or women? Or about love? That will support the manifestation of that vision. And please feel free to stop the recording here, or maybe you can go back to the questions and stop the recording after each one to allow the answers to come to your awareness, to write down any insights, whatever feels right for you. But make sure you take your time for this first awareness exercise. Now, you have probably noticed that there are some past experiences or beliefs that are no longer serving you. Maybe you feel that now it's the time to do things differently. Or maybe you felt very blocked when visualizing yourself in a loving and healthy relationship, and you don't even know why. And that is okay. All of that is okay. That's what this course is for. But before we continue, why do we struggle so much in relationships? Well, as human beings, we are complex already on our own. So when two complex beings with own traumas and limiting beliefs and baggage, when we come together in a relationship, very likely we will trigger each other. Intimacy requires trust, and sometimes it can be difficult to trust, especially when we have been hurt before. Commitment can be scary. What if they break my heart again? We might experience jealousy. Being with someone we love can trigger deep insecurities that we weren't even aware of before. But most of the problems or struggles that we experience in relationships come from a combination of three elements. Our relationship role models, so our parents' relationship or other parental figures, that has a huge impact on the development of our beliefs about love and relationships. Previous relationships or lack of relationships. So all that relationship baggage, previous painful or bad experiences. It is very important that we heal the elements of our previous relationships to make space for new ones. And another big element is the relationship with ourselves. Relationships very often act as a mirror. And the way people treat you can be a reflection of how you treat yourself. How can we ask someone to love us if we don't love ourselves? How can we ask someone to respect us if we don't respect our own boundaries? How can we expect someone to value and celebrate us if we don't do it for ourselves? So these three elements are relationship role models, old relationships, and the relationship with ourselves form our relationship mindset. And this determines our beliefs about relationships, if we are worthy of love, if it is safe for us to be in a relationship, if love is something that is possible for us, or if it's just something that happens in the movies, our definition of love, and all these beliefs determine the people we attract. And when we are in a relationship, these beliefs will show as us not setting boundaries or building very strong barriers, getting triggered, getting caught in unnecessary arguments, conflict, toxic behaviors, and ultimately all this will result in frustration and disappointment. So in this course, we are going to be exploring deeply all these elements, how to reprogram your relationship mindset to empowering beliefs that will support your ideal relationship, how to heal the past experiences or relationship baggage that is getting in the way, and how to build a relationship with yourself based on self-love, self-respect, and self-worth. In lesson two, we will look at your relationship role models and what impact they might have had in your relationship mindset. So I will see you tomorrow, and please reach out if you have any questions.